that's trying to help us. And the history will tell, will show the president who is trying to prevent war and make peace is stronger from the president that of the president that's trying to make war.
За предотвращение войны и за создание мирных условий, он в конечном итоге окажется более сильным, чем тот президент, который делает все, чтобы развязать войну.
Because history told us that all the wars that happened and occurred, the first casualties of it were the children and weak people.
Результатом всех войн становились всегда жертвы, прежде всего, среди детей и женщин.
Once again, I thank Mr. Lavrov for inviting us.
Министр Лавров за направленное нам приглашение.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to warn you that our time is very limited, so we only have time for a few questions.
Question from Russia Today. Hassan Nasser from RT Arabic. What about the steps to solve the problem, Syrian problems, and about the initiative, your mutual initiative that you talk about today? Can you tell us about that?
تصوب في المجرى السياسي اليوم في منذ الصباح يتحدثون كثيرا عن المبادرة الجديدة هل فعلا ناقشتم هذه المبادرة وفيما تتلخص؟
We discussed the situation, and it is, of course, highly disturbing. We discussed what efforts we could take in order for a political settlement process to gain momentum. Convening a Geneva II conference, as you know, is not possible at the moment, and it's not either Russia's or Syria's fault that it's not possible. The national coalition, which Americans and some of their allies see as the main Syrian counterpart, does not agree to the Russian initiative for a settlement in Syria. And our Western partners either cannot or will not convince the national coalition to go that way. But we do not believe that any particular group has the right to monopolize the activities of a certain structure. Russia has maintained contacts with every single opposition group over the past couple of years, and we will continue doing that and continue convincing them of a necessity for an international settlement.
وكما تعرفون روسيا خلال سنوات عديدة لقد أجرت الاتصالات مع كافة المجموعات المعارضة ونحن سوف نواصل هذا العمل إذ نحاول أن نقنعهم في مشاركتي في مؤتمر دولي.
And if we come to realize that such contacts can be useful for a peaceful settlement, we can invite every single stakeholder to Moscow for a meeting, every single group in Syria that refuses to choose a military solution and hopes for a political settlement still.
كافة القوى التي تدعم فكرة إحلال السلام في سوريا وحل سياسي في سوريا ويرفض سيناريو الحرب والقيام بضررات.
Because it is still necessary to launch a dialogue among all Syrians. And I'm absolutely convinced that a multilateral dialogue will have no alternative as the only possible solution and a chance for a peaceful settlement in Syria.
ونحن مقتنعون جدا أنه لا بديل للتسوية السياسية عبر الحوار في نهاية المطاف.
We have also agreed to insist on bringing UN inspectors back to Syria in order to finalize their work on studying every single instance or report about an assumed use of chemical weapons in Syria. The UN Secretary General has announced that UN inspectors will be going back to Syria soon, but we suspect that certain powers will try to prevent such a return. But we will do everything in our capacity to ensure that UN inspectors will go back to Syria.
في أقرب وقت الخبراء الأمميين لكي يعودوا إلى سوريا ولدينا هناك بعض الشكوك في ذلك ولكن على كل سوف نصر ونحاول أن يتم هذا الأمر في الحقيقة.
The Syrian government is not only willing to accept such a commission, but it is insisting that they come. And in fact, in discussing this issue of a reported use of chemical weapons, we have seen our Syrian counterparts absolutely willing to investigate every single instance in detail.
الكيميائي نحن شعرنا بأن أصدقاؤنا والمسؤولون السوريون هم يقفون مواقف ذات مسؤولية عالية جدا.
So we will be working on all these tracks.
I cannot add anything upon what Mr. Lavrov said. But there's one point. We're ready for Geneva II without preconditions. We'll speak with all forces in Syria that are working for peace. We're ready to invite and host the UN Committee for investigations.
Комиссию по расследованию возможного применения химического оружия. Еще раз.
We're ready to cooperate with the friends in Russia to take away all the reasons to strike us.
С друзьями в России с тем, чтобы устранить все предлоги для агрессии.
We believe that the political solution is the only solution. But if the aggression occurs, will have another position there. Russia
24.
What about the letter that you've got from the UN committee? Question for both. About the crimes that jihadists made in Syria. What about international reaction? And for Mr. Muallim, what the letter that Faisal Miqdad, Mr. Faisal Miqdad, gave the UN committee about using chemical weapons?
I believe there is plenty of evidence. There are testimonies by witnesses who saw what militants and insurgents actually do in Syria. There are also videos that insurgents post on the internet themselves, apparently boasting with how tough they are. There are also professional assessments, including one by Ms. Carla Del Ponte, a member of an international commission, who said that she has evidence of insurgents using certain chemical agents in Syria. There's also a testimony by Mother Agnes, the Christian Mother Superior of a monastery in Syria, who also testified about atrocities committed by insurgents and pronounced the alleged chemical attack to be a frame-up operation. There are many signs, many other instances of evidence telling us, or suggesting at least, that the whole affair with the chemical weapons was a staged frame-up operation.
إنترنت وإلى آخره وهناك تقديرات للخبراء بما في ذلك مثلا من قبل كارلا ديل بونتا التي في حوزاتها معلومات عن استخدام المواد السامة الكيميائية ومنذ زمن غير بعيد لقد أجرت مير أغنيس مقابلة مع الصحفيين وحكت عن الجرائم البشيعة ضد الإنسانية من قبل المسلحين ما حدث قبل وبعد 21 من أغسطس في المناطق المسيحية لسوريا وهناك في الحقيقة كما قلت هذه وأعتقد أن كل ذلك لابد أن
Right, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey.
Okay, well, that is, again, the foreign minister of Syria and the foreign minister of Russia speaking there live in Moscow, the Syrian foreign minister there visiting at the invitation of the Russians. The Russian foreign minister saying that we need to stop terrorism and deal with it urgently. He said that Russia is concerned about the fate of the region. He said it's been clearly said that Damascus is ready to participate in the Geneva II negotiations, that is, without any preconditions. And he said that Russia does expect such a statement from the opposition as well. He said it is neither Russia nor Syria's fault that convening a Geneva II conference at this point is not possible. He said that Western partners either cannot or will not convince the opposition to attend such a future conference. He said no party should have the right to manipulate the situation in Syria currently. Towards the end, he said there that various testimonies and evidence suggest that insurgents have used chemical weapons in Syria, either through UN investigations or through others on the ground. Mr. Walid al-Muallim, the Syrian foreign minister, said the use of chemical weapons is being used as an excuse to attack Syria. He said the consequences of an attack on the Syrian army while allowing al-Qaeda-affiliated groups to flourish will be horrible. He asked, what are the interests of the U.S. in allowing this to happen in a region already boiling? He said that history will show that the president that worked towards peace came out stronger than the one who worked towards war. He also reiterated that Syria is ready for the Geneva II conference without any preconditions, as Syria realizes that the only solution is a political one. He said, however, if aggression does occur, Syria's position will change. Again, that was Walid al-Muallim and Sergey Lavrov speaking there live in Moscow, with the Walid al-Muallim, of course, visiting there at the invitation of Russia. We